Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May 23rd, and I've got a great clip to play you. But before we get to that, quickly to say that if you haven't yet, please do check out yesterday's big interview show, episode 91, featuring an interview with the brilliant guitar player Joel Hoekstra. He's in Whitesnake, been in it for years. He's also played with Night Ranger and worked with so many of the legends as well. The list is almost endless. So please do go back and check out yesterday's big episode 91 with Joel Hoekstra. But for May 23rd then, we start on this day in 1979 when Tom Petty proved that he won't back down. He filed for bankruptcy in an attempt to stop his contract being transferred to MCA Records. Originally, Petty and the Heartbreakers had signed with Shelter Records, with Tom signing away his publishing for $10,000. But Shelter was sold to MCA, but Petty refused to go along with it. A legal impasse followed, with both record labels suing him for breach of contract. So he took his last option and filed for bankruptcy. It worked, as all parties got round the table, and Tom agreed a deal with MCA subsidiary Backstreet Records, with whom he released the album Damn the Torpedoes. On this day in 1970, the Grateful Dead played outside of North America for the very first time. They came to England and performed a four-hour set, with Mungo Jerry and Steppenwolf also on the same bill. And also on the same day, despite having no recognisable singles, Paul McCartney's back-to-basics solo album, McCartney, went to number one in America. And it was on this day in 1934 that we remember Dr. Robert Moog. He was born the engineer and inventor of the Moog synthesizer, of course. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on a classic album released on this day. Yes, on this day in 1969, The Who released their famous rock opera Tommy in the UK. The lavish concept album about a deaf, dumb and blind kid spread across two LPs and, unusually for a British act, came out a week earlier in the States. The record becomes a critical and commercial success, sold more than 20 million copies worldwide. The lead single Pinball Wizard was a big hit in the UK, reaching number four, and there was a movie made from the concept by Ken Russell and released in 1975 as well. Now I'm going to play a fun little clip from a man that you heard just a couple of days ago, Steve Bolts Bolton. I interviewed him on episode 69, and this is one of my favourite stories. He was personally asked to join The Who by Pete Townshend, and here he talks about a little run-in while practising the album Tommy in the studio.
So I picked up the phone, my landline, and his voice went, he said, Bolt. I said, yeah. He said, it's Pete Townshend here. I went, yeah, right. Okay. He said, no, he is. Don't hang up. He said, listen, I've got a question for you. Will you play lead guitar for The Who? I said, excuse me? I said, you know, aren't you? He said, yeah, but I've got a hearing problem. And there's only two people in the whole world that asked this question. One's you and the other's Joe Walsh. And quick as a flash, I said, we can't have Joe Walsh, can he? He's American. He said, yeah, I suppose you're right. So he asked me to go around to his studio in Southwest London. So I went around there, read a quick play. I played him some stuff. And he said, great. And so before I knew it, I was driving every day with boxes of cassettes that they sent me. Because you've got to remember, this was before the internet.
Yep.
We'll see. So boxes of cassettes. And my Who knowledge was like the first album, Who's Next, a bit of Quadrophenia. Then after that, I had no knowledge. You know, I'd sort of like, so I had to learn like about 110 songs, one of which was The Whole of Tommy, you know, and I had charts all over the floor and everything. So, but it was, and also on top of that, Pete Townsend said to me, he said, listen, he said, I'm not going to be there for the first 4 weeks of rehearsal. Neither's Pete, neither's Roger. So they got a musical director in who didn't like me. He wanted his friend in the band. So it was all these obstacles, you know. Anyway, so Pete said, I want you to do your thing over the top of the band, you know. I said, because I love what you do and everything. He said, but because I'm not going to be there, I want you to play the rhythm parts as well. The Ox came in. He was the first one to come after their publicity tour of America. So the Ox came in. The loudest bass player in the world, but most softly spoken. Right? And then Roger came in and he's like, stripped to the waist, right? Right? My band. But then Pete came in and it's like obvious that Pete was the boss. So we're in this huge room at Norman Studios, which is made really small because we had screens up. And they built a little house for Pete, like with sound screens and windows. And they put little speakers in, and I picture the Queen and flowers and everything. Because he was going to play acoustic guitar to help save his tinnitus, because he was in this little box, you know what I mean? So we're still not playing this. We got horn section, we got percussion, it's got backing vocals, we got the thing. We got like, and I've got paper all over the floor for all the songs. So Pete comes in, miserable as fuck, you know, like, as he is. And this minion comes down and goes, Pete would like everyone to play the overture from Tommy. I said, right, so like everyone was looking down at the paper, you know, playing. And there comes this bit about 4 minutes in. That's like the intro for Pinball Wizard.
Yeah.
But in a different key, So I thought, I know this bit's coming up. And I know what he's told me. They've given him a guitar and he's in this box with an acoustic guitar. I'm not actually looking at him because I'm too busy trying to figure out what's kind of... So it comes to this bit and there's a bang and there's nothing. So I look across the room and he's like that with his arms folded and he's looking broken Rickenbackers at me. He's just staring at me. So, of course, I start playing. And the minute I start playing, kicks the screens over, gets the acoustic guitar, smashes it on the floor in bits, walks straight over and comes right up to me like this. At this point, I haven't got a friend in the room, you know, because no one, everyone's going. And he goes, what the fuck are you doing, man? I said, what do you mean? He said, that's my fucking bit there. Leave me something to do, for Christ's sake. Right, so I thought, I'm not going to take this. So I pulled him gently by his suit lapels. I said, listen, you've been away, swanning around America doing publicity. I've been covering for you here. And that bit there, I've been covering for you because I know that's your bit. And I saw you got an acoustic guitar. So I assumed that you were going to do that bit. And you know what he said to me? He said, listen, it's my band. I can do whatever the fuck I like. And walked away. So, you know, fun and games. it was a mind-boggling thing, really, you know, like 100,000 people every night, and it was great. I couldn't believe it.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.